Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Julie Davis-Colan. She is a leadership and personal effectiveness advisor, speaker, and author. Julie, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Christopher.
So I see that you've had your company for 20 plus years called the L Group. And could you share with our listeners what the L stands for?
Yes, the L stands for leadership. We are a leadership consulting firm focused on helping employees and companies with healthy growth.
Awesome. Now, for the listeners that are listening, we have listeners that are just beginning their careers as an entrepreneur. We have authors or speakers. But if you want to be successful as an entrepreneur, I highly encourage you to listen to what Julie said, meaning it sounds so simple, but I can't tell you how many times, Julie, especially for the more aspiring entrepreneurs, they just ramble on about what they do. Whereas in your case, this is what you do, this is what you get the results for, and your name, the L Group, it invokes curiosity. And curiosity gives to conversation, and conversation gives to connection. And when you connect people, you get clients. So I want to just let our listeners know, Julie, that though you just succinctly share what you do, I want them to know how they can do what you do, because ultimately that's what leadership is about.
Well, and it's interesting that you bring that up, because actually pre-COVID in February, we began an intentional kind of relook at our business. You mentioned we were in business for 20, now 21 years. And, you know, we are different at a different place in life than we were when we started the business. And we did like a 10,000 foot perspective on our business and our lives. And out of that conversation has come iterative attempts to not only refine our offering, you know, for the next 10 years going forward based on our past, but also how that aligns with our life and how our message and branding is to be exhibited to external parties. So we have been really working on that. In fact, we're actually just at the point next week where we're going to the visual part of that, and then we'll change our website. So it was an intentional reboot that we had. So I say that to say, you know, it wasn't, you know, we started out with one, the L Group, and, you know, we just relooked at it at 20 years and are refreshing that. So it's not once it's done forever. It was a relook and kind of just re-engagement in where we are and where the world is right now.
Yeah. But again, as you're sharing things, and we have a lot of guests that share these gems, and my job, frankly, is to really to pick out these gems and polish it off and share their guests. Cause like, I have no interest in it. I have some guests that I literally have to like stop them in the track, cause they're just rambling about how seemingly amazing they are, but our listeners aren't going to learn, you know? So in your case, you literally just share your story. And even you saying we took reflection, we took the time, but that again is indicative of a leader. Now, all these things seem simple, but there's so many people that want and have the desire, Julie, but I'm here and you're here to help serve them. So that's why I want to really just point those things out. Now, Leadership is very broad. Yes. How do you help your clients become better leaders? And just use one specific example that you can have, that whether it took you 3 months, 3 years, doesn't really matter, but what's one very clear example you can paint a picture to teach our listeners how you've helped one of your clients out?
Mm-hmm. So our premise is that leadership is an inside out job, which means we first start with the individual. And so working with a leader to become aware of his or her specific attributes, sometimes they have blind spots that they don't see in terms of how they're interacting with others, their leadership capabilities, their communication capabilities. So that's where it starts, really looking at the individual effectiveness and self-awareness there, and then taking that out to their executive team and then to their employees. So I know that's not a specific individual, but it is the methodology that is replicable, starting with the individual and then, you know, doing kind of a company audit and then taking those learnings and finding blind spots in the individual's behavior and in maybe company processes, and then increasing those, improving the communication so that all employees ultimately can be engaged and thrive.
And that's great, Julie. It's all about inside out. So I've been working with executives for the last 20 years. And one of the most challenging things that I found with working with some executives is that they got to their level of success based on some of the things they have now. But if they want to get to the next level of success, they just stick with their stubbornness about what got them where they are now. But again, like all things, if you don't iterate, you're not going to get there. So for you, have you faced certain clients that are super, super obstinate about their way? And you know that if they go their way, they're not going to be able to scale to where they want to go. So any suggestions for our listeners that allow people to navigate some of the more challenging conversations with leaders that might be a bit stubborn or obstinate with their viewpoint?
Yeah. There's a lot of data that shows like leaders are readers. And so a lot of our clients, I mean, they might devour like one book a week, but that doesn't mean that you're always applying those. So in one case more recently where I'm a very direct person, I'm do it in love and kindness and with the right intention, but I'm very direct. But sometimes that, you know, coming from a person, they might be resistant or a little defensive. So one strategy that actually is a little different that I've suggested is, you know, to give a summary of a book. It doesn't have to be ours, but on a particular aspect that I'm seeing that difficulty in with that person, that might give someone like a light bulb. Oh, I see how that thinking goes. And it might be just saying it in a different way than I did verbally, and let them see the narrative, the outline or what have you of the logic, and then use that as a springboard for conversation. So with that, how do you think we could apply that to you and to the company to help us improve and get where we want to go? So kind of, you know, the behavior change model, awareness, education, behavior change, you know, becoming aware can happen during a dialogue, but the education part doesn't have to come just from a dialogue. It can come from, you know, giving someone some insightful, you know, reading or a summary of something so that, again, it takes some time to say, oh, I get that now. It's not just as soon as you say it, it's going to sink in. So there are different strategies of what I would call that educational element that help people be prepared to change their behavior and open to that. And then you can come up with strategy and reinforcement techniques for that.
And that's a great insight, because really you're essentially giving them feedback in a very tactful third-party way where it's not an attack.
Right.
It is specific. And if they like the book that you reference to them, they're like, oh, wow, that's how this man or woman does it. I want to be like them. And so it's a very tactful and very, very strategic way to give feedback. Great, great job, Julie. Now, given that you've had your company for quite some time, that's a testament to your strength and your substance. I'm curious, how do you find your clients? Because people sometimes want to build a sustainable business, but how do you normally find your clients?
Mm-hmm. So we have done a number of things from the get-go from 20 years ago. And one is content marketing. We have had two newsletters go out to our database, which we have called from clients and people of interest twice a week for 21 years now. So we started content marketing way before it was a thing. So we have a lot of content. We have a lot of relationship with individuals. We also do CEO luncheons where we bring CEOs in three times a year in non-COVID times to have dialogue, hear an insight on a new topic. It might be our book. We also have a dialogue with a client CEO during those meetings and share with that. We also sponsor the local Young Presidents Organization chapter. And so we work with individuals who are, you know, and learn with as part of YPO, individuals who are in business and successful. So we have a number of different strategies. Those are probably three pillars. Then obviously we have referrals. And most recently during COVID, since we couldn't do some of our interactive actions, we began a series of webinars. And those really, we just did them to help people get a positive mindset in uncertain times, to help them build positive remote cultures when everyone's remote, et cetera. And really have just done that as an offering to help people through this difficult time. That has ended up being a really strong way to build our mailing list as well. We've had many, many new people, like thousands of new people who are prospective clients. And we work business to business, not B2C. So enjoy these webinars and become part of our collective group as a result.
That's great. So to be clear, like over the last few months, you've been able to grow your email list for a few thousand people by just offering these free webinars of content?
Yes, 100%. Yes. And then awesome. We offer them now on our website as on-demand learning for free.
That's great. Julie, thank you so much for literally in a very succinct fashion, sharing how to build a sustainable business that lasts 20 years because you're a leadership consultant. How can our guests perhaps watch these webinars or read your books or hire you as a consultant?
Yes. Our website is the best way to get in contact with us. It is the letter L, like you said, for leadership, thelgroup.com. And you can also go to leadershipexperts.com if that's easier to remember. And on there, we have a contact us tab. We have all lots of tools and the on-demand learning that I alluded to that would assist anyone in their personal lives, their business lives, and hopefully be some fuel to help them grow their businesses as well.
Great. Julie, thanks again. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.